Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
See, it's funny, dude, because it's working beautifully right now. We've had zero hiccups.
I wonder why that is, man.
Literally, I'm not kidding. Look, live for 12 seconds. Connor Smith is watching already. And we're good. Our clarity's looking great. I'm loving it.
Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing today, Bub?
Doing really good. We're still not on the Verizon network. I can't wait to get back on that network because that's when we go mobile. So it makes it really hard for us when we're just on our Wi-Fi connection because you have to be within that range of Wi-Fi, right?
Correct.
But when you go out and you can actually do your Verizon 4G LTE hotspot, which we have none of anymore. We don't even have a 1L, whatever that is. Listen, man, when you can take that and you can go with it, that's when we go mobile in the parking lot. We go on rides so you guys can see what the rides we're actually doing, we're performing, how they're driving, go to the track. So we're really missing out on a lot of that. I know it's been down for about 4 or 5 weeks, which kind of sucks.
Terrible.
Go into the intro now. Go on. That's when you're like, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, where you can shop all of our online apparel and watch for all the big manufacturers that have put their name to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA car product line starting to show up in the next week or so, where you can buy these SEMA packages.
I have a question. I emailed Glenn last night at Steeda. As you saw, we've had a lot of new
Steeda Motorsports for the number one and suspension components.
So Steeda hooked us up, as you guys know, with everything for this S550. I completely shut off that intro you were doing, by the way. I'm just rolling with it.
Okay.
So listen, they hooked us up with every possible thing you can imagine on the S550 platform, which is, I mean, literally from their stage one, stage two, stage three, their starter kits, their entry-level kits, they hooked us up with everything. Well, I sent Glenn an email basically saying, like, hey, we're still missing quite a few items from this package. And Glenn sends me an email back, politely says, check your inventory, it's all there.
Right on, bud.
So I must check with my crew later on because all the products are here somewhere. They've just been opened up and not put where I need them.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the greatest in boutique apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. We understand that the Outlaw is loose, locking diesel in cars today.
Jesus.
And Bud had to take out the window because the little man had an appointment at the vet and the keys got locked in the car. 561-660-6695. Robin is going to open the facility today over there. Drop by and visit Layla. See the Outlaw Girls. Wonderful place for the finest in Outlaw Boutique apparels and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, will be there November 18th. The rest of us will be on the road for October. Morpheus Designs and Wraps. We love those guys over there. Jesse, Jeff, that was funny as heck last night. We were texting back and forth with them. Jesse was here in the Palm Beaches on Eastern Standard Time, and Jeff was in Ireland
uh-huh.
at 2 o'clock in the morning. He is a contract pilot, and he flies for all the big names. He was in Ireland at 2 o'clock in the morning texting back and forth with us, and he had to fly back here at 5 a.m. Morpheus Wraps, our wraps done.
Bubba style.
Hey,
man, I'll tell you what, dude. You saw yesterday. I haven't released it yet to the world again because we're only releasing so much of this SEMA build. By the way, clock is ticking. Greg hasn't even seen it yet, our pollster, so check it out. Greg, I have images of the wheels. Stupid stick. Amazing. Kenny was still sending me more snapshots last night.
Any more than what I saw yesterday?
No, I got one more. You guys are going to love the next one I got, right? So I think he sent me the center caps I had custom engraved.
Yep.
He sent me two letters of them.
B-E.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to remember the people out there in California. It seems like a lot of things are going on. Natural disasters there. Natural disasters
everywhere,
here.
Everywhere, dude.
I spoke to Jody Foos and the Foos family last night. Chip Foos is safe.
Yep.
They got him out of there. His house is covered in ashes. They got into a hotel with his wife and kids. We wish them all the luck. I told them if they need anything from us here at BEM, we are all family. His parents are fine. Jody's fine. We told them if they need anything, they're welcome to reach out. So we wish the Fooses the best of luck out there with the fire going on.
For sure, man. There's a lot of crap going on everywhere right now. It's funny, too, because let's see here. Who's one of our great clients? Scott Claypool. His brother just brought in and literally an 18-wheeler full of supplies going down to, one of the other natural
disasters. Puerto Rico.
It's Puerto Rico, right?
Yep, Puerto Rico.
Jesus, man, it's everywhere right now.
We've got a 28-foot trailer full ready to go down to the Keys.
Crazy.
Absolutely insane.
We need to get some Irma relief on the tires, though, because those things are shot.
How about that, man? Yeah.
Greg drove those things to nothing.
Well, we are talking about iconic vets done Bubba style. You have personally owned one of these 81 Corvettes before.
Why did I sell it? No idea.
That was such a great car.
Pretty classic cars, dude. Probably because I didn't fit.
You do have a problem with fitting.
Like when I had the T-top off, my head was sticking out of it.
Exactly.
Kind of looked like a big giant douche riding down the road.
Want to also say a big shout out to Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers, Bub. We're going to be spending a lot of time with him. He will be here in November spending time with us at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports facility. He's drooling over the SEMA build you're doing right now. They are doing a brand new show with Discovery. God bless you, Paul. You've been through it all. You have been a mentor to myself and Bub. Your business model has been one I've studied for years. In fact, I'm reading your book right now and making notes all over the margin. So he'll be here with us, and we look forward to seeing you, Paul. Mr. Producer.
We have comments. Andre Henderson, just checking and giving support. I took Bub's advice and started rebuilding my Jeep down to the main barracks.
Nice.
Well, Andre, very good, man. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. It's good
really
to hear
cool,
from
man.
You, man. I hope you and your daughter and your whole family as well. If you have any questions about that Jeep rebuild, please let us know. We'll be glad to answer them here at Bub's Exotic Motorsports. Bub, these came with a standard Pushrod 5.7-liter four-speed transmission in them. They were great for their time. The 85-mile-an-hour speedometer, I thought, was a little less than persuasive.
That, dude, come on. That's pretty basic. Yeah. Why would you even do that?
I don't know. In 80s, 81, we were going through, remember, we were coming out of the big fuel crunch. These things didn't have, what would this motor have had horsepower-wise?
This thing probably 245, 255 maybe.
Such a
in
shame,
that range.
Man.
And that's wide open throttle on downhill, dude.
Such, is it really?
Yeah.
On
yeah,
a windy
these
day?
These things are pretty much turds.
Are they really?
Yeah, they were great cruisers, man. Like, you know how vets are, dude. All of these things, especially the C3 package, that's this model year. So the C3s were... They were tight, dude. When you drove those cars, even on stock suspension, I'm talking like the original. We've done a lot of NCRS vets. I'm talking like the AC Delco black stamp shocks. Even on the basic stuff with the rubber bushings, these cars rode freaking tight.
Yeah, they did.
Now, granted, they sat like trucks. What is going on here, dude? But they rode
it's
really
got KYP
good.
Suspension underneath of it.
Listen, man.
There's a lot of things that were done to this.
There's nothing, though, that looks better than a vet like this dropped on the ground with a set of side pipes. So that's when they look really good.
That's what he wants.
You can only get so much on them in terms of width unless you start going wide body on them. But there are a couple vets. There's actually one vet that I've sent you before and a couple of other our vet clients out there that I actually follow on Instagram. Probably the sickest C3 Corvette I've ever seen in my life.
Which one was that, Bub?
It's like a matte blue. Mm-hmm. The guy, he follows everything that we do on Instagram, but it's matte blue. I want to say, dude, he's got like another 7 inches of wide flare on that thing, but he kept all the factory C3 lines.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, you look at it, it's a matte blue, and then it's got like a matte blue accent or matte black accents, matte black wheels. It just looked mean.
And you're a guy, Bub, who truly appreciates the art of the car, the lines of it. You're not big on today's American cars, but you're big on the Europeans and the exotics with their lines.
Well, yeah, you know, I like cars that have lines to them, you know, that flow and they work really strong. You know, today's cars are getting kind of basic. I mean, even though they're still very nice, they're very high-end looking, especially some of the supercar exotics. I mean, those things are just beautiful no matter what. They've always have been. But, you know, these were when lines were lines. I mean, just like the way a little spoiler back here, even on this little... This is probably one of the worst things on these cars, too. Glass car, urethane rear bumper, urethane front bumper. These things in the sun. This is a repaint, by the way. Beautiful color on this car. I love this dark charcoal.
Yep.
But even as you can see, I mean, there's just paint already flaking, you know, just from not being prepped properly. There's so much that has to go into these cars that were really tough to get them right one time.
And it's a 64,000-mile original mileage car, third owner. It does run pretty good, all things considered, Bub. It's not too bad. The paint job is much better than what we saw come out of the factory for its day.
Oh, big time, man. It's a pretty car. You know, we're just going to go through. This one's here for basic, just, you know, BEM maintenance, you know, and that's what we're known for in the industry is everything from crazy, insane builds. A lot of you guys saw that Audi we just finished up. I posted yesterday on Instagram. We did a really sick package on that car. Greg did a killer job on building a custom sub enclosure on the right side of this
beautiful
car.
Job.
Just the dark chocolate leather that was put on that thing, it just flowed so smooth in the interior of that car, and it sounds amazing, right?
Beautiful job.
So that turned out great, but you know, it's everything from the high ends to just the classics. This car is literally here for us to tune. It's a carburetor, so it's nothing more than an hour's worth of work, plus getting on the exhaust manifold gasket, just a small donut gasket at the front. It's basic. It's in, it's out, it's done. It's going to be high-end quality. The cars get detailed before they go, and that's what we like to do.
We think, Bub. We have a 1:30 meeting with the client. I just got
we
out of a meeting with him.
We may go pro-touring resto mod on this ride.
Yeah, we're talking
that
about an LS
step.
Package, and we're talking about with the TKO 6-speed with the 3.7. I told him the way you like to build is very much like Chevrolet came out of the factory. 6-speed, 5.7 with 373 gear package, and that gives you all the comfort, all the cruising capabilities, plenty of power on and off the lights. But you can roll out on the highway at 1,500 RPM.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's funny, too, because that's starting to be a thing. These C3 vets really haven't taken off yet. You know, they've been out there fairly classic for the most part. You don't really see many crazy ones right now, but you know, they are starting to take off. You can easily get a Tremec 5-speed on them. We've done a few of those swaps.
Yes, we have.
This one's already a manual car, so it makes it a little easier that we don't have to put a pedal box in. The last one we did was an auto going to a manual. Big conversion there when you have to take the whole dash out of these things. It is a nightmare taking the dash out, the steering column out, getting everything in there for the pedal brackets, for the swing, for the clutch.
Yep. Okay, but we're here on the second part of the Corvette, the classic.
Let me tell you something. Let me start this off right. Got these new parts in from Ford, though. You know what these are for. You
know why these? Motorsport SEMA Mustang.
But do you know why these are off the car?
Why?
Geo. Somebody was running that car real hard. Listen, we had reflectors melting off the back of that car from
Ohio. I remember that. That's correct. At the track. That's absolutely
so,
right.
So, but I'll tell you what. It was taking down them GT3 Cup cars. I was loving it. Really good time. I had to get new nuts, too.
How are your nuts?
Well, I only needed two. They sent me a pack of four. They only come with four. I only needed two nuts.
They're speed nuts.
They are speed nuts. You screw them on, and that's it. It's a wrap.
Right on, man.
Yep.
Right on. Hey, Bub, we're going to talk a little bit more as we come to... I want to apologize to everybody for the transmission problems earlier, but we did come into the second part of this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking a little bit about the C3 Corvette and why they haven't been so collectible. And we've mentioned that 245 horsepower out of a stock pushrod 5.7 was absolutely poor at best. But the emissions controls just killed them, Bub.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know, because our Wi-Fi right now is beautiful strength. We have full bars in here right now. I can see everything we got going on. Connor, I know the producer's loving this because he's been jumping around like crazy trying to hook up on Wi-Fis lately. And for some reason, the Xfinity one that Comcast is giving out right now because the Verizon tower is down in our area is not working very well when it comes to broadcasting feed, probably because it's not a secure network. I don't know. But yeah, man, I'll tell you what, dude, those C3s, if you guys didn't see it, are part one just 15 minutes ago or so out in the main facility. We were talking about the C3 Corvettes. They were pretty iconic cars. I mean, they had a great ride to them, a great feel. Super, super tight, really snug. The 81, to me, was kind of one of my more desired years. Yep. You know, it had that longer front,
yep,
urethane front bumper on it. Now, I didn't like the urethane bumper because they got really wavy.
Yep.
They got cracked. They were terrible with all the fiberglass on, or the way that the paint held to them. So there's always a discoloration between the front fenders, the front clip of the car, and the front urethane, and also the rear urethane. You could always see that kind of stuff. So it wasn't my biggest, I guess, thing you could say I loved about that car, but I'll tell you what, I love the way that that front end and that rear end on that car looked.
It looked very, very good.
Yeah.
And Bub, now today with the LS packages and things like that, it makes it very easy to add the horsepower into that car that it lacks so poorly coming out of GM's factories.
Yeah, it's been crazy, man. You know, there's so much stuff that has been brought to the industry in today's world, and again, that's really, for the most part, the point of places like SEMA. That is when everybody brings out their new model year and onwards, sometimes even going backwards, just in terms of their vehicle fitment. You know, sometimes they'll bring out stuff in the middle of a model year run, whatever it may be. But it is what sets the benchmark for the future of the automotive industry, and that is the point of SEMA. And that's what you see out there all the time. For example, the C3 Corvette, the client wants to possibly look at putting in an LS series motor. So probably going to be a fourth generation LS series motor, something along the lines of an LS2, LS3. There are complete packages from GM Performance Parts, which make the thing a very beautiful swap. But those, a lot of those packages come as what you would consider an E-Rod package, but that is typically going to be the motor, wiring harness, catalytic converters with shorty manifolds, pretty much everything you need to stick them in the car, but they're going to come with an automatic transmission. Most of the times a 4L60 or 65E. That's a really nice combination. If you want to take it out of the box, you stick it in, you're 426 horsepower. It's guaranteed. It's flawless. You freaking wire it up, power, ground, ignition hot, and you start the thing and you're ready to go, right? Real nice, easy to go. But for a client like what we're talking about with this C3, he's probably going to want to keep a manual transmission.
Yes.
So we'll have to break that package apart. So then you'll end up looking at buying a motor, a crate motor, then a full pulley kit, the wiring harness associated with it. So you'll be doing more of like a universal street rod style build versus something that's packaged to go, because you are trying to complement with a manual transmission versus an automatic. So it does take more time to do that job.
So, Bub, that would still be the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bubba-style reliability that you're known for as one of the top three out there in the industry today. And it would allow you that flexibility. It would allow you that reliability. It would allow you to build that package so it was just like it came out of GM today.
Well, yeah, man, you're working with reliable components. There's so many companies out there. You know, we've got a bunch of great friends over at Detroit Speed. That's really what those guys are known for, especially in the GM market. Big time when it comes to Corvettes,
yeah.
Even more so when it comes to the Novas, Camaros, and Chevelles, is taking those cars, retrofitting all these components into them in terms of the modern LS motors, the fuel injection, Even not only just stock stuff, but even going like crazy high horsepower stuff, stuff that's twin turbo, stuff that's supercharged. You can take all these factory components and just literally bolt them together hand in hand as if they were meant to be on that vehicle like they should from the factory. And it gives you that performance. It gives you the reliability. It gives you perfect fitment. And it's just proven, man. It's, you don't deal with any problems when you go out there and you're on the road. You're not having to deal with the thing breaking down when it gets hot. You're not dealing with point style ignition systems where, you know, you're dealing with adjustments all the time. You're not dealing with the same style of valve train in them where you have collapsed lifters. You know, there's so many different things that change around and that just come from doing it right one time, spending the money. Yes, it's more expensive. Yes, it's a big project, but you get it in the long run every time.
And it's funny, too, because this particular C3 Corvette sitting on top of an Edelbrock intake, Edelbrock carburetor, and the thing just runs terrible because the timing isn't right. The carburetor certainly hasn't been set up right. And that's just such old technology today by today's standards, Bub. You can do it better, man.
It is, man. It's you know, it's funny because you know, we just finished doing, we actually did a freaking donk, right? Go figure, right?
Yep.
So lifted up 73 Caprice. Yep. Doesn't get much more gangster than that. I love it. I mean, it's total tradition style right there. That's just like, you see them everywhere. They're from here. They're I mean, that class of ride, the donk rides, are everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're north, if you're west coast, if you're east coast,
really
in the middle. They're just a unique style, right? Going with older big body GMs, lifting these things up, typically doing a lean on them a little lower in the back, higher in the front, 24, 26, 28 inch, 30
inch
rims.
Why did they do that California look?
It's a style, dude. It's a thing. It's a fad. I mean, so when you do it, you of course you want to go out and you want to compete with everybody else that's doing that same style swap, right? So there's all these different components that allow you to do that, but no idea where I was going with that, but really cool. Oh, what I was going with was the fact of, like, that style. So we just finished one of these things, a 73 Caprice, and it was still old school. So it had a brand new motor in it, not an LS, but it had a brand new crate motor in the car, 350. Nice power, super strong, but it was a carbureted system, electronic ignition, but none of it was meant to be hand-in-hand. So we had to go through and rewire a lot of it, get everything timed and tuned, get all the carburetor stuff rebuilt. You saw all the adjustments
front
I had to do there.
Front float had a hole in it. Kept
right, so you know,
on.
You're dealing with things like float levels. You're doing so totally different than a fuel injection system. A lot more specs you have to adjust. You know, with an injection, you don't have to adjust float levels and height and make sure you got a little filter on the front here because the needle will get clogged, the little rubber seat that's on it, the neoprene end that's on it. So you're dealing with all these other little things when it comes to carburetors and, you know, modifications and specifications, tuning, timing, the vacuum advance. I mean, dude, you have so much stuff you're dealing with. Versus letting a electronic setup, you know, in today's world, all of
do all the work for you.
You let it do all of its own work for you. You get a tune. You get a tune that's mapped for the motor, your setup. You can even get tunes that are just canned right out of the box, and you just stick them right into your computer. You're done. You're ready to go. You can put long tubes on. You can take the cats off. You can do off-road X-pipe if you don't have to worry about emissions, depending on the year of the vehicle. You know, 25, 21 years in some states. You don't have to worry about catalytic converters. You can just run whatever it is you want to run.
Well, Bub, we're going to be interested to see how this comes out. We're meeting with the client at 1 o'clock again this afternoon. We're going to talk about this LS conversion. We got to run back out of here, Bub. We got to get a bike ready for delivery. A lot of things going on out there. We're going to and we'll bring you some of those upgrades tomorrow and these updates tomorrow when we get back in here.
Yeah, man. I've got a lot of stuff going on right now in the facility. We've got we've got 4 rides getting ready to deliver today alone. No, we already delivered one of them, so 5 rides delivering today probably alone.
A lot of work,
man. The ball player's Audi. We've got a motorcycle we just finished. We have the Monkey in Paradise Challenger is literally in final assembly right now. Loving the fact that that's coming down to the final stretch. What else? We just did a custom upholstery in a Land Cruiser, the Toyota Land Cruiser everybody's been seeing out on the Instagram page. So we did a lot of fun there. 6 cars. We have the Shelby I'm finishing up right now. It's going up on the lift.
So much.
So much stuff. I'm just out there running wide open throttle, so I don't need any delays. I don't need people dicking with me. I need to focus.
Oh, you mean people pulling down your Wi-Fi?
I just got to roll through my life, and I got to get stuff done because it's just ultimately hurting everybody if I can't.
I had somebody say today that one of the things that they I had read on the out there is we like being celebrities more than building cars. And you know what? We enjoy the entertainment side of it, and I don't have to apologize for that. You enjoy the entertainment side of it because we teach people.
The reality is if people are objective enough to look at it, they'll actually see that what I am doing with all of my social media, whether it be
video,
whether it be through pictures, whether it be through stories, it is actually showing the quality of what's out there at the truest, most honest level. They're videos, they're unscripted, they're unedited, you can see what's going on, you can see the quality of the build that's going out there, so all the people with their nonsense and their attitudes, you can look at it and say, well, I guess what? It is it, that car does look pretty good.
And by the way, I don't have to make an apology for it. Nope. I like being a celebrity. Do you, Bob? I like being behind the camera.
Well, the other thing, too, is it's our company. We can do what we want.
Right. So people don't need to judge us. We enjoy being in front of the camera. Happiness is what we try to bring to people. People, you know, you've got people out there that are dying of cancer. We've had them write us personally and say they are thankful that we do a show. It takes away their pain. We are thanked every day by people from all over the world for taking the time to bring this to them.
Yep.
We don't have to justify 30 minutes of our time to anybody.
Nope.
I enjoy it.
Yep.
I enjoy being with people.
And I got a lot of work to go do, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to wrap it up, get this stuff done. I'm probably going to be painting myself by the end of today.
Why would you paint yourself? You're going to look ugly and blue going to work.
Because
out
I'll probably be out there painting, and then somebody will freaking try to distract me for some reason. I'll turn and oops.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We won't be held down. We are the last one standing. That's what it says right there. Ladies and gentlemen, on both our arms, last one standing. Always have a plan B. Don't always go with plan A, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in Outlaw Boutique accessories and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, and Monkey in Paradise, who reminds you to please drink responsibly. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes. Let's get them a pair of shoes at Payless, all right? Or give them a pair of yours. It's no big deal, man. Somebody's hungry, feed them. McDonald's, 7-Eleven, doesn't matter. You guys out there in California, the Fooses, everybody be careful of those fires out there. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, having just gone through this Hurricane Irma ourselves and the natural disaster of that. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. I'm going to run out here and help Bubba get this bike ready.